Because the W coming first and then the meme underneath it beside it. I kind of like it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we don't, unfortunately, know for our context.
A cause a problem. For me, anyway.
There's no way in website meme.
Exactly. Wait, don't you see the A?
Yeah,
there?
I do. I would say one on top of the other, but almost, you know what, the button isn't actually a bad.
I like it in some ways, especially the button, that curvy button is great.
Yeah.
What about two epsilons with the, like, the left edge of the E on in the mirror?
Can you probably if we put a mouse cursor over the existing logo, that might accomplish what you're looking for. Something recognizable. And anytime someone sees a mouse cursor, they'll be like, oh shit, what's that
me? Well, more like a mouse cursor over me. Like, because all our products are going to be something me, right? So if we have that mouse cursor over the knee, that kind of becomes our logo.
How do we get a stylized mouse cursor then?
Not just a stylized, the normal default Windows 3.1 mouse cursor.
The hand or the arrow?
No, the
I was thinking
arrow.
The hand.
The hand might be more hand might be more personal.
Hand more internet,
yeah.
Hand would work better, I agree.
Yeah, hand is definitely more intuitive that, oh, the person is touching it. Yeah, okay, make it but a stylized hand logo, like, you know, make it not
I'm,
as
I'm more in the intuitive to make it a 3.1 hand.
Like, literally blocking.
I'm going 8-bit for this month.
You're going 8-bit?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know, but, well, the thing is
8-bit.
Because no, people will see it and it'll look like shit. You know, the thing is, you want it to look nice.
It'll look like an 8-bit
mouse. It looks like, you know.
Let me see.
Okay, actually, this might be interesting. This is cool.
I'm just going to Google it real fast. Hang on.
Actually, can you do a quick mock up?
But the 8-bit mouse is in no way copyrighted. At this point, it's way open source.
Yeah?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, fuck
Microsoft
yeah.
Microsoft can't keep that license this long.
Oh, that's a great iCod then.
And, like, everybody knows that one. That's what I'm saying. Go with the old one.
Can we do the hand with the WME?
I don't remember what the name looks like.
No, but the hand has those lines. Have M and E.
Picture that, but have with the hand pointer.
Okay, whoa, Justin, dig this. Justin, Matt. Dig this, Matt. Okay, show us that hand. That's the do the hand one. Get the hand one.
No, I don't like that one. I like the 8-bit factor, but I don't like the people holding it.
That's a picture of hand instead of the arrow cursor, but that's
get a clip art of the...
Get a close picture of what you mean.
Yeah, I like how this is laid out, but give me the hand.
Just give me the hand icon.
Okay, fair enough, sorry.
Oh, fucking A, I can't screenshot my damn cursor. Damn.
You actually can with a specific command, but I don't remember it. I'm sorry. I think it's like shift print screen or control print screen or something.
Crazy. I see what Google says. How to screenshot with cursor visible.
Or just cursor icon.
I figure it's just as easy for him to Google it as me. And then tell him out, man. He can read out.
But that shape would be pretty good, actually. I think if we do it that way. It would be three-dimensional, cool, but 8-bit. I love that layout. That's actually really cool, Justin.
I'm wondering how the hand's going to look.
The people holding it, yeah. No,
the people
holding
it, no.
I know this here is the internet's powered by you, but I like the choice.
I do kind of like the people holding it in some ways, but it would just be so out of place.
It would, it would look, white background like this, ours is like an energy.
I'm still in debate about the 3D effect. I kind of like the flat aspect head on.
I love the 3D
effect. Forget the 3D effects, forget the people, I'm just talking about the actual...
No, the 3D effects, I'm loving that, though.
Well, dude, we got an mouse arrow on my screen, too, like, we know what the mouse arrow looks like.
But get the hand. I want to see what the hand looks like. Actually, do that now, Chris. Get a link. I guess I could have just done this in the first place. Where's the hand?
Fan alt print screen only does one monitor.
What about here? Where's it?
No, this is the phone.
looking now. I'll need a link.
Shift print screen. I'll try that.
What the fuck?
Wait, never mind.
We could do.
You can visualize the hand.
Okay, we could put.
Okay, there's no option
in that white part of the font.
Too small. I don't think he'd be able to, especially not if we go bigger.
But if it was
big, it makes it a little bit more blocky. Underneath it maybe, but I think it would complicate the graphic. I do like the Wii Me, but I think the name's all
good. I like the hand being more obvious, though.
It's cool.
But that Wii Me could be incorporated into the hand. I don't know. As a, you know, the hand is like the lion, right?
Yeah.
The lion is the
right. The hand over the Me. In my opinion, the hand should be like in the bottom corner or the middle of Me.
No.
And
the
Me
is...
Yeah, I mean, at least that like, kind of represents the company. Oh, well, here we go. Check this out.
You won't be able to put it in the bottom. We're talking really small rock here.
Yeah, but no, if we did a main page, though. Oh, yeah, okay, now dig this. Do that, but have W and the Wii Me logo in the main palm, or do you think that'll make the image not look like a hand anymore?
It's going to have to be strong.
Here, what?
Here. He's asking if you can put the Wii Me logo inside the hand. And I'm thinking it'll overcomplicate the image, because that's got to be shrunk down drastically like that. Up to you.
Yeah, no, that's true. If it was a splash size page... When it's smaller, no, but at this size...
At this size, it would work nicely.
Yeah, I think it would work as a splash page?
No, as like a letterhead.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect for a letterhead. Put the Wii Me inside it as a letterhead.
Yeah. What do you think there, Justin?
Do what?
Make it a letterhead. Like, when it's blown up when we're doing big documents, we have the hand,
official document.
The official document's letterhead. You know, we could have it. Ah, there it is. The word is letterhead. We have W, the W with the M reflected inside that hand. At the size you sent us that picture, like in a main, like if we had a splash page, this could be our Google splash page.
We could even tint the hand red with the nice red fade you got in your logo.
Yeah, you know. That would look pretty good. 8-bit. Do an 8-bit WM, maybe? I don't know. Or make it look cool. There's a lot of space. I don't know if you'd want it aligned with the same direction that the hand is in.
I'd prefer the hand rotated myself, like pointing to the northeast.
Yeah, off center like that is good. Actually, how does it look on your computer?
What looks like?
When your hand, is it on
it's straight up. It's straight up and down.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
I'm manipulating it. Home.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. Yeah,
I was just a little happy. All right, checking it out.
It's not exactly how I envisioned it, but it's the general idea.
Okay. We're going to refresh, I guess, the thing in a second.
No, it'll be a different image. Hold on,
Willis. Yeah, but I like that iconography, you know?
Told you you'd like it.
But
I think you just made up a new word.
Yeah.
It's English. He's a laugh. All right,
let's go to chat.
All right. Oh, sweet. Let's check this out.
Liking it.
Okay, that would work. Right.
Except that it covers up website.
That's true.
Oh, well, that's because that's part of the original JPEG. That would actually be moved, but...
Just rough back for now.
Okay, that would work. But then as the letterhead, have that hand blown up to have We Me inside or something, you know? That way it's an icon, you know, we get the iconography going.
We just like making up words.
Yeah, I know.
Well, three times you did it official.
Hold on, I'm doing a little
song. Alright, cool.
I like how it's flat and it's still 3D. That is beautiful. Tell him that.
Chris really is loving how it's flat, but 3D, you know?
Like the shadowed.
Yeah.
2D and 3D. I love that. That's perfect.
Awesome.
Because we're getting the old people and the young people all like, oh yeah! You know, because it is.
Well, we haven't had any old people go, oh yeah, but I think we will.
But yeah, the website me was, we got a...
We need to get glossy business cards.
Crap.
Well, that's where the reflection makes sense.
You gotta pay for them, obviously, but yeah.